This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by Ion Digital, providing secure, compliant ecosystems you can trust. That's Ion Digital. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Kevin Davis.
On today's show, we're bringing back a returning company. Name of the company is Panacea Life Sciences Holdings, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PLSH. With us today is the company's Chief Scientific Officer, Dr. Jamie Baumgartner. Jamie, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Jamie, it's been a little while since we spoke to you. We spoke to you in April of earlier this year. For my new listeners, give us an about statement. What does your company do?
Well, Panacea Life Sciences is a health and wellness company. And so we started off as an industrial hemp cannabinoid company. And what we've been doing is harnessing our manufacturing capabilities for soft gels and liquid fills, as well as topical lotions, to make products that are going to benefit people's everyday health. And so this ranges from cannabinoid medications to dietary supplements to unique skin moisturizers that can actually help heal blemishes, so on and so forth. So we're a GMP-certified facility, and we work really hard to generate meaningful products.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I want to dive right into it. Tell me more about your company's expansion into the mushroom market.
Well, functional mushrooms are extraordinarily fascinating. We are just starting to learn more about how these products can really help benefit everyday health. And the mushroom market is actually divided into three segments. So one is called functional mushrooms, or like what you can find on Amazon and through various vitamin type of stores. And these are specific mushroom formulations that are made to help different aspects of life. And so those are just like over-the-counter, straight products that you can find all over the retail space. There's also the other end of the spectrum, which are Schedule One mushrooms, the psilocybin-containing or psilocin-containing mushrooms called the magic mushrooms. And so those are like Schedule One controlled. They're illegal in most, the federal illegal and legal in almost every state except for Oregon, and Colorado is now starting to emerge from that. And the in-between space is a unique mushroom called Amanita muscaria. And most people would actually recognize this mushroom as the Super Mario mushroom, so the bright red or orange head with the white dots. And so we've been looking at each one of these spaces in terms of developing new products that will help people with specific conditions or needs.
Wow. Let's dive a little more into mushrooms as dietary supplements. You know, what are they good for?
Well, they're good for a lot of different things. I mean, so when you take a look at these mushrooms, there are examples. Let me give you some names. There's lion's mane, there's chaga, reishi, turkey tail, and one of my favorites is cordyceps. Now, each one of these mushrooms have different types of positive aspects for health that have been reported. They've not been clinically shown, but when people take these, they feel better in specific aspects of their life. And so one of the active compounds that's common to all of these mushrooms are what we call beta-glucans. And these really help in terms of various aspects of human and pet health. So, for example, lion's mane. Now, this is a large white mushroom. It looks kind of shaggy, kind of like a lion's mane. And this is reported to improve memory, focus, and also decrease anxiety. So when you think about a product that can replace a pharmaceutical that gives you benefit with no side effects, that's what these mushrooms can actually be good for. Chaga, for example, is rich in antioxidants, contains a high amount of zinc. And so this is one of the mushrooms that actually would help boost immune function. Reishi is another mushroom that's being used to produce a sense of calm, boost mood, increase mental focus. Turkey tail is another mushroom, so the names go on and on. That has a variety of antioxidants and helps boost immunity. But also, this one has been specifically reported help with the gut biome, and so improve digestion and gut health. And probably, like I mentioned, one of my favorites is cordyceps. this was popularized by television show The Last of Us. Cordyceps has immune boosting properties, but also may help lower blood sugar and help those with type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, but also helps increase exercise performance and endurance. So those are some examples of different mushrooms that you can find on the market today and various aspects of health that they can help promote.
Yeah. What about the Amanita muscaria as a specific species? You know, help me understand a little more about that.
So this one's fascinating in that, again, this is that Super Mario mushroom that you see all over the place in terms of video games, so on and so forth. This mushroom actually has intoxicating properties. So it's been used in straight powdered form by indigenous populations for religious purposes to induce visions as well as specific aspects of healing. Northern tribes in Europe, so in like Siberia and the Sami population in northern Scandinavia, would actually feed these mushrooms to their reindeer and let the reindeer detoxify and concentrate the active ingredients in the urine. So instead of having a glass of beer on a Friday, you'd have a glass of mushroom urine.
Oh dear.
And we think that that's because it was too cold to make alcohol at those latitudes through yeast fermentation. So as you dive into the muscaria, the active component that produces a euphoric feeling, somewhat of intoxication, is called muscimol. And so this acts on the brain, and it actually has some really great uses. In small doses, it can be a great sleep inducer. At higher doses, it will create a euphoric high. One of the things that we know about muscaria is that we need to actually look at the dosage and refinement in order to get rid of the compounds that may not make you feel so good. So they're like ibotenic acid may induce some stomach upset. But those are items that we're actually researching and taking a look at. Higher doses, you get that, you know, euphoric feeling. At the lower doses, not only sleep, but we think that this actually helps reduce anxiety and may be useful for those experiencing mild forms of PTSD as well as depression. And so those are things that we're taking a look at in terms of developing these into meaningful products.
Wow. You kind of just touched on it, but how is Panacea working to develop these relatively new sources for dietary supplements?
Well, we do a couple of different things. So bear with me for a moment. So one is we have a research arm to where we've got a collaboration with Colorado State University. And what we do up there is we develop analytical methods to measure active components out of each one of these mushroom species. We can also measure things that are not so good for you, such as heavy metals, for example. So the Amanitas that I was talking to you about have a fairly high level of heavy metals. And so we want to make sure that we're producing products that are safe to consume, both on an acute basis as well as chronic basis.
Sure.
And so by developing those methods at CSU, we can then go into clinical trials and take a look at, as a dietary supplement clinical trial, to show with specific doses, specific concentrations of active ingredients, how that will affect a condition. So one of the items we want to take a look at is anxiety, for example. Anxiety, sleep are two of the major unmet medical needs in the general population. I don't know about you, Kevin, but every once in a while my anxiety goes up when I've got a project coming up or a podcast coming up. And it's one of those things that I'd like to get a better night's sleep. But what's available to me? I can either go and get an Ambien and have those side effects. Where I can take an over-the-counter melatonin compound that doesn't really work that well. But what we're seeing with some of the products we make with these natural substances, such as an Amanita, that we get great sleep, no side effects, and wake refreshed in the morning. So that's one aspect, is having an improved dosage to effect, as well as being able to measure what's in these so that people can get reproducible effects time and again. The second thing that we're doing is we're actually blending different natural ingredients together to create a better product for better use. So, for example, I mentioned cordyceps a couple of times. But if you take cordyceps, which is one of the other aspects, positive aspects in cordyceps, is that it allows you to have better athletic performance as well as recovery. And so what we're doing is we're actually mixing cordyceps with other natural ingredients such as ginseng and N-acetylcysteine to improve athletic performance. So that mushroom extract would allow you to, by adding those other ingredients, tailor it toward a specific use. And those are things that we're actually doing, and we learned through the cannabinoid world in terms of taking CBD, for example, and mixing that with other functional ingredients that allow you to get a better product with a more determined or focused output.
Absolutely. Yeah, that completely makes sense. And, you know, it's completely in Panacea's wheelhouse. You know, I'll tell you what, Jamie, if you can just refresh the listeners from the earlier part of the podcast where you went over the three types of mushrooms, I want to go, you know, I want to do a quick overview on those before we part ways for the day.
Sure. So, again, these are three general classifications of mushrooms, okay? So there's the magic mushrooms that are basically centered around psilocybin or psilocin. And those are the ones that induce hallucinate. They make you see things, right? Produce visions. And those actually, even though we think about those and they're currently categorized as a Schedule One compound or product, they actually have been shown to have great effects on drug-resistant depression, on PTSD, as well as generalized anxiety. And possibly maybe one of the compounds or products that may help people kick the habit with respect to alcohol or drug addiction. Okay. The Amanita muscaria is a mushroom that in small doses can really help with sleep, help with anxiety, may help with depression, but also in larger concentrations may be a very safe intoxicant in terms of producing a euphoric high, similar to like having a couple of beers on a Friday night. And then the major category that most people are going to be aware of are the functional mushrooms. And so we went over like five different types of mushrooms, such as reishi, turkey tail, chaga, cordyceps. And those mushrooms have unique properties that can be thought of as dietary supplements, perfectly safe to take, would really help your dietary regimen, and may help with boosting immune function, helping with focus and clarity, as well as athletic performance and improving gut health. And so those are the three major segments, the psychedelic mushrooms, the Amanita mushrooms, and the functional mushrooms.
I appreciate that clarification. Folks, you've been listening to Dr. Jamie Baumgartner. He is the Chief Scientific Officer of Panacea Life Sciences Holdings, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PLSH. You can also find them online at panacealife.com. Jamie, I'll tell you what, it's been a wonderful time sitting down with you today on the podcast. Before we go, give my listeners a takeaway. What do you want them to remember from today's interview?
Well, I think importantly is that there are natural substances that do not have side effects, safe to take, and can really help improve health. And so that's what Panacea is really driving towards, is a better understanding of these natural products. And we would encourage people to call us to take a look at our website and really explore natural medicines to improve health and well-being.
Wonderful. It's been an absolute pleasure having you. I can't wait to talk to you later this year.
Thanks, Kevin. I look forward to future conversations as well.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.